This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Getting ready for a game two. Knicks Celtics up in Boston. We had some NFL news break this morning. An interesting trade. Steelers sending George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys, essentially for a third round pick and a late round swap. So we'll see how that situation works out, and if it does, I mean, he's going to be motivated, final year of a contract. By the way, I made a mistake. I said he was a first-round pick. He was a second-round pick, George Pickens, so he is indeed going into the final year of his contract. You'd expect him to maybe step it up a little bit. There's to get that long-term deal, huh?
Right, some incentive, and, you know, he's playing in an offense with Brian Schottenheimer. Just listening to Brian Schottenheimer now during the offseason, watching him, the way he's carrying himself with the mini camps and things and the OTAs, I think he's going to be pretty good for the Cowboys. He's bringing a real, like a youthful energy. And he was talking about just changing some things up and you know, locker room configuration, meeting room configuration. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's what every coach does. Every coach comes in and wants to set the culture, wants to set the tone. And the good thing about Brian, I mean, you can say whatever you want. His dad was a legendary coach. He knows exactly what the NFL is all about. He's been a lifer. And he will bring an energy to the Cowboys that they probably have, you know, feel like they've been missing.
Yeah, I mean, the hire was sort of received throughout the NFL as another Jerry Jones puppet. You know, he went from a guy in Mike McCarthy who had a little bit more of a history and a resume, and Jerry didn't end up liking that, and they let him go, and now he could have gone for someone like a Deion Sanders, all the rumors out there, but instead he goes for Brian Schottenheimer so he could control him. So I don't know how much. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer to me doesn't feel like a great hire. Not like everybody else was tripping all over themselves to go and talk to him. Same thing with Darren Mooji, the Jets. I mean, there's like two teams that were interested in those guys.
Yeah, but they have an all-pro quarterback, man. They got a guy that, you know, and he's been their offensive coordinator. And, you know, you don't have to change things for Dak. You don't have to change things for CD. You just bring a different voice in, a different way of doing things. I don't know. He's a lifer in the NFL. He knows what's going on. He's like a LaFleur brother. You know what I mean?
How much better do you think the Cowboys are than the Giants this year?
As long as Dak Prescott stays healthy, they're significantly better.
So that means that they're going to finish last again in the division?
Well, depending on injury and the way things play out. And well, the one thing I will say is that the Giants defense is going to be, should be good. And there should be a lot of intensity on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, on paper, that looks great, and there's just a lot of talent there. But, I mean, I would expect, and obviously this is, you know if you lose a quarterback or something like that, then all bets are off. But I mean, the Giants are a solid number four in that division with the Eagles, the Commanders, and the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, they have the oldest quarterback, although he's been a Super Bowl winner. He's been a Pro Bowler. He's been a player that has won a lot of games in his career. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why the Giants wanted just a little bit of stability there and success there. That's why they went with him. And there's no controversy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to be controversial.
So, the Giants' opponents, just to go over this
they
again.
They have a brutal schedule.
They've got at home, of course, the Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders, and they got the Packers, the Vikings, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Niners. That's all at home.
That's murderer's row right there.
And then on the road, the three teams in the division, then the Bears, the Broncos, the Lions, the Raiders, the Saints, and the Patriots.
All right, so, you know, Patriots will be better under Mike Vrabel. The Saints are rebuilding. I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Maybe it will be Derek Carr. Who knows? And then you got the Raiders with Pete Carroll. So yeah. they have a very difficult schedule.
You almost rather have those teams that are also rebuilding, like the Raiders, the Saints, and the Patriots at home as opposed to on the road, then you feel like you maybe win one of those games?
Yeah, sometimes teams, as we've seen in the NBA playoffs, teams play better on the road, it seems like, for whatever reason. Get away from your families and the distractions and just become a team and a close-knit unit and win games. But
is this another year where they're going to be like really close to not winning a home game?
I hope not. I swear to God, I got to believe that Brian Daboll is going to ramp up the pressure, and he's going to ramp up the competition in practice. This is not going to be, you know, shorts and no shoulder pads. This is the type of year where you got to lay it on the line.
Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Vikings, Chiefs, Chargers, Niners, all at MetLife Stadium.
How are the Vikings going to be? We don't know how they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they were...
They're a good team, but...
This
is their quarterback now.
Yeah, I know. J.J. McCarthy, I get it.
Well, let's see how he does under the pressure of trying to fill the shoes of Sam Darnold.
I think they did great in free agency. They really beefed up that offensive line. They drafted a guy. I mean, they're protecting him, but I think they're going to be... They'll be a hell of a lot better than the Giants, I'll tell you that much.
They should be. King in Hartford. King, what's happening, brother?
Hey, King.
Boomer and Geo.
King. Yeah, King, what's happening, buddy?
So now listen.
Yeah.
I heard Geo had his golf shoes on, and yeah. I called in actually before he showed them in Boomer. You called him a loser. Geo, you cannot wear your golf shoes as a spectator down there. You cannot. That guy.
I disagree.
You'll be that guy. Ask Boomer. Have you been to a professional golf tournament, Gio?
I was at the Travelers up there.
But did you walk the course?
I did, yeah. I walked.
Did you have golf shoes on?
I didn't that day because I wasn't. Hold on, but King, you're missing a major point here. I knew I wasn't going to get called on that day. There's a chance today I get called on.
You cannot walk as a spectator with your golf shoes on.
You're not hearing me. There's a chance. There's a small, albeit a small chance. That someone withdraws, and then all of a sudden they're looking around.
See, that's what he's hoping for, King. That's the thing. That's the subliminal message that he's sending.
Exactly.
He's standing there with the golf shoes on. Hey, I'm an influencer.
100%.
Why don't you let me play?
That's it.
So there is a little bit of a selfish aspect to it.
Yeah.
It's like one of these jackasses that wear their tennis outfits to the U.S. Open.
No, but they're not. No, it's not, because they're not going to get called out to play the U.S. Open. This is a creator classic. Someone withdraws. They're out on a range. Maybe they pull a muscle, an oblique, a flank. I happen to be there. Like, hey, I'm prepared.
A flank. Oh, my God.
I'm prepared. Why not? Some guy, you know, he's having a bad rain session. He breaks his driver over his head.
I will say
storms off. Oh.
The fact that you're even talking about this is raised the level of the promotion and marketing for the event itself.
Well, yeah.
And I can see somebody there going, oh, there's Gio over there, and he's got his golf shoes on. We should bring him in here so he talks about it tomorrow.
Wouldn't be out of question.
Truist would love that.
Wouldn't be out of question, wouldn't it? I mean,
hell, I'm a Truist client.
Now,
I didn't even get invited.
No, you didn't. But think about this. Imagine something like that does happen, and they're like, man, you know, we'd allow you to play if you had your golf shoes. And I'd go, damn it! I should have brought them! Now, the clubs, I don't know. If I bring the clubs, that might be a little much.
I mean, if you're out there walking around carrying your clubs and watching the event, that's a little much. That would be a little much. I was bad enough if you got your golf shoes on, but if you're carrying your golf bag as the event's going on, going, pick me, Monty, pick me.
You know what's crazy? I mean, this is not that far from the truth. Like, this is what I thought about. I was actually thinking about getting one of the, buying one of the walking carts because my bag's heavy. And I was like, oh, let's just throw it on there. I wonder if they'll let me with a credential if I could wheel my clubs around just in case. You always got to be prepared, man.
Yes, yeah.
You taught me about that preparation.
Yes, preparation is the key.
Like, I'm not, you know, at the Travelers, at the Pro-Am, they already had, you know, decided what was going on there. And I had to drive back from Connecticut. Like, this, there's a chance, albeit a 1% chance, maybe less than a 1% chance. Like, I just want to be prepared. I'm ready to go. Chris in Jersey, what's going on, Chris?
Morning, guys. How are you?
All righty, Chris, what's happening?
I'm headed out to Ferry Point right now from New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
I'm the director of golf at the City Park Foundation Junior Golf Center.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So that's exactly what you guys are raising money for.
Correct. And I just wanted to let you know, two of our kids are going to be on the 8th hole today, and you're going to be very impressed by them, Boomer. Gee, if I know you're not playing, I wish I knew you were playing. I needed an extra guy.
Huh.
I still spot.
See? Yeah, now I already made plans.
He hates Ferry Point, though.
No, it's not true. I love Ferry Point. I didn't like that day. I was in the fescue all day long. I was, like, traumatized by it. But no. The place is awesome. That is great. That seems like what you're doing, as I'm just learning about it from Boomer in the break, is a really, really cool thing for the kids. So awesome day there, Chris, and great work.
Thanks, guys. See you in a few hours.
You got it, Chris. See you there.
Yes. Yeah,
so, that's great. I mean, this is the type of program that you love to support.
You love to see it.
Yes.
Damn right.
This is exactly why you have golf courses like this being built, raise money for these kids to be able to play golf and have access to golf.
Who are you playing with today, you know?
Mike Kenny.
Oh.
It's MK's buddy, and I think there's another ex-athlete in the group. I'm not sure if that person is still coming, so I don't want to mention that.
Oh, name. Okay. All right. Very good. MK.
Let's put it this way. The guy is a huge Knicks fan, and he's at every Knicks game. So if that guy is still playing. So, but I could see him backing out because it's a Knicks game tonight, and he's like a super celebrity, and it's be one of these things. You know?
One of those things? You don't want to mention
the
name?
I'll have to be the double celebrity.
Oh, double celebrity.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a bad day to be at Tito's and Lemonade if MK's coming. Tim in Parsippany, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, Gio, since you're wearing your golf shoes, I want to ask you a question. What does it feel like turning into Evan?
Oh, that is an insult. That
is
insults.
The ultimate insult.
Turn into Evan. How do you figure?
Wearing the shoes of a sporting event while going to the sporting event. Do you wear football cleats going to a football game?
Is there a chance that I get called in to play the football game?
No.
Exactly. So this is what I'm saying. You guys are not understanding.
Well, I understand.
I'm not
totally
showing up to a baseball game with a bat and glove and a bat thinking that the Mets will put me in. This is the creator classic. These are people that do things that we do. And there's a chance, a small one, that someone withdraws, someone decides that they have a freak out session and they leave and they're like, we need somebody.
It'd be unbelievable if you got into the foursome.
Put me in, coach.
It'd be unbelievable if you got into the foursome with Paige Spiranak. Oh my God. That would be, I don't know, I wonder what you would shoot.
It's like when you're somewhere and someone gets ill and they go, is there a doctor in the house? It'd be like, is there a creator in the house?
Yes!
Me, I'm a creator.
And I happen to have my golf shoes. Perfect. I put them on. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling it, like, there's guys in here. Like, there's like a video game guy.
This is like when the NHL has an emergency goalie just set up somewhere.
Thank
guys got to be ready.
Thank you, Al.
You are on it. Look at you, even
Thank
knowing
you.
That role exists.
Thank you.
I'm very
so
proud
strange.
Of you, Al. I caught you talking about hockey yesterday. Now you're talking about it again today. You're actually coming around full circle.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's see here. Let's take a look at one of these guys just out of curiosity. See what their ex followers are. Just out of curiosity, one guy right here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I mean, like, he hasn't. Well, no, he has been posting stuff. This is one of the guys here from Good Good Golf. You know, I mean, he's got like 3,000 ex followers.
How many do you have?
Like 91,000.
Wow.
So I'm like,
who's that guy?
He's played in the Masters. He's like a really good golfer.
Let's go to Marty in Tenafly. Marty, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. What a beautiful day. Finally, the rain subsided. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I feel like, Gio, it's a little desperate on your part, no?
100%.
Like, you're like...
100% yeah, it is.
The friend has the country club membership, and you're kind of inviting yourself, and they're like, they don't want you to come, and they're trying to tell you in a nice way. I don't know.
Listen, Marty, I you're right about it being desperate, but I was invited. I did not invite myself. I was invited.
Yeah.
So that part is wrong.
No, he was, but I have to say...
It is desperation, but it's also my number one passion right now.
Can we all just give Gio credit for being honest?
Yeah.
I mean, let's give him credit for that. Like he's saying, I'm wearing my golf shoes just in case somebody pulls a hammy or something. And that could happen.
This is...
Like, let's say that group of Islanders that's going out to play golf right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the car. They're getting hammered.
But by the way, they're being driven, of course.
Yeah. They're in a big van.
Yeah.
And let's say, like, Casey, because this would be a Casey type of thing,
yeah.
steps off the van and face plants
sure.
right in the parking lot.
Right. Needs somebody.
And needs eye surgery or something.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So the next thing you know, they're short. They need somebody.
Need a guy.
And you're being honest about it.
100%. I mean, and this is like...
I appreciate that and I respect that.
This is my wheelhouse right here. This is YouTube. It's YouTube golf. It's creators. It's the PGA Tour event. Truist, it's on the East Coast.
Do you know how many people that you have touched, opened to YouTube golf? I mean, that's basically, you are the megaphone.
I'm an ambassador.
Of YouTube golf. So you
I just figured, you know, one of these guys, like this Josh Richards, he's a very popular guy, does a podcast, used to do the podcast with Portnoy. Anything could happen to this guy. He's like 98 pounds. You know, he could get blown away by the wind. Just be up in the air.
It's like Frankie Borelli, he's like 98 pounds.
Yeah, but he's a legit golfer, though, man.
Yes, he is.
He is very thin.
Is he in this thing?
He is not in this one.
How is he not in this thing?
Well, Trent was in the first one, so they put the Barstool guys in the one back at Sawgrass. Okay. So this is a different one here. But like, something could happen to him very easily. And then, oh man, what do we do now? We got an uneven amount. Well, I happen to know a guy.
He's standing right over there with his golf shoes and his golf bag.
I mean, think about how upsetting it would be if I were not prepared
for
this moment, and they were looking. You know, and they were looking to fill that spot.
Will you have your gloves on also?
Yeah, he's got to have his gloves.
No, it'll be in the bag. It'll be in the bag. That's very easy. Take it out of the bag, put it on, balls, tees, you know, marker, hat. You know, let's go. Ready to go. Playing a Titleist 22. Chip in Delaware. What's going on, Chip?
Gio, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
So I sent you a message on X. Happy to caddy for you. Get the call up today. I'm not a flower town. It's not too far from here. but out of curiosity, I'm wondering, so should someone go down? And do you think they would maybe select Kalen Henderson, who's caddying for Sabrina and Dolfo before you? Maybe just a little bit?
Yeah, you know what? True. They may. But in that situation, guess what they would need? A caddy.
Yes.
And then I would be right there for that as well. And then I'd be walking with them, and then I don't want to slip.
Yeah, but caddies don't wear golf shoes.
They need two caddies, so give me a call.
All right. Okay. Very good, Chip. See?
See, Chip. That guy's buying into it. I like it.
Yeah, damn right. Let's go to Howard in New Hyde Park. What's going on, Howard?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man.
So Gio, I think you should just bring your driver with you because maybe they'll just let you hit the ceremonial first ball off the tee.
Like Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and Tom Watson at the Masters.
Exactly.
Oh, Howard, you know what? So I don't have to carry my whole bag. I'll just bring my driver with me and be like, all right, what time am I kicking this thing off? I bet you I could almost convince somebody that I was the guy. Be like, hey, how's it going? Greg G, 90 WFAN, doing the ceremonial first tee shot.
Hopefully there are not a lot of people there standing around that tee shot.
Everybody just spread out just a little further away.
You'd be like,
about 100 yards left and right.
You'd be like this with your legs.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that? I actually am more calm when there's a camera on me than not. Like, we had the guys from golf.com come to the Sunday morning thing this past Sunday morning. Couldn't have been more relaxed.
Well, I mean, like, you're a champion to those guys.
But okay, yeah, it's when I get around you and Wally and other professional athletes and Cal. That's when I start getting nervous.
Well, you saw Wally at the Ho the other day, and you striped him.
I actually did. Yeah, that was. I needed that boy. I needed him to see that. I really did.
I mean, he's got to get off your back, man. He needs to be a little bit more understanding.
Well, listen, I'm on his back, too.
I know you are. I know.
To be fair, I'm on his back all the time, and he doesn't get a chance to defend himself.
True that.
Rosemary in Connecticut. What's going on, Rosemary?
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you know that you should wear your golf shoes today and be proud.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. I appreciate that, and I will.
Rosemary, why are you getting so soft? Why are you so, like, you're getting soft everybody, now?
Everybody's giving him a hard time. So, you know, someone has to ease him in. Well, I think you should wear them and play a good golf game if you get picked.
No, thank you, Rosemary. I mean, I really appreciate the support. And yeah, I mean, listen, nobody's dragging me down in this situation. I've calculated this. It may seem weird to some and feel strange. But for me, this just feels right. I mean, I these are not the ones I wear all the time. These are all the ones I pulled them out, and I was like, these will be the good ones.
All right, so a little update on this whole thing, okay? So a little birdie just told me that your golf clubs are already in Gelb's car. Like, you're not moving them now. You've already done this.
No, that's not true.
That's what I'm being told.
That's not true.
I have an inside source. Just give me a little scuttlebutt.
They're not in there yet.
Geo sticks are in my trunk. That's what I just got from Gelb. So is he lying to me?
He might have went and got them already out of the garage.
He's got them.
All right.
He's got them. So your sticks are going to be with you. Yeah. I mean, go out there with the carrier bag, walk around, just watch and look aimlessly.
You got to act like you're supposed to be there.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I just show up at the range and be like, hey, how's it going? Hey. Getting ready?
Who are you? Hey, I'm Gio.
Yeah, right. WFAN. Yep. How's it going? Let's go to EJ in New Jersey. What's going on, EJ?
Hey, Gio, man, I just want to tell you, me as a bowler, been bowling for years. We do it all the time, man. We keep our bowling shoes and our balls in our cars. And we go to these different tournaments or different things, and we always bowlers do it all the time, man. Don't even be embarrassed.
All right, hold on, EJ, for a second. Now, let's say you don't get picked to bowl in the event. Mm-hmm. Do you wear your bowling shoes to the event when you're watching the event?
No, we have them in the car.
We have
the bowling shoes and the balls right in the car. So what happens is you got a lot of handicap leagues, and if they're short a man or if somebody, like you said, pulls a hammy.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my ball. I got my shoes. I got the car.
See?
Yeah, but how many times does that happen? EJ, how many times has that actually happened for you?
A lot of times, man, because especially on Saturdays, is these big money league tournament things.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, they pull out, they get hurt or whatever, you know, or they just don't show up. And then these guys are man short because, you know, it has to be a 5-on-5 or, you know, whatever. The numbers have to match up because you don't want to use a handicap, because you could use a handicap, but then that's going to hurt your team. So it happens a lot. You'll see a lot of guys just sitting around, and they'd be like, hey, anybody, what's the name? Hey, I got my ball and my shoes in my car, man. I'm ready to go.
I appreciate you, EJ. Thank you
very much. He's got his shoes on, and he's going to have his golf bag. He's going to be carrying it around with him, so he's going to be ready to go, too. And I have a feeling that you're going to be in there. I have a feeling. I don't know. There's something that just leads me to believe that somehow, somewhere. What time is this thing tee off today?
4:00.
Oh, you're getting it.
It's 9 holes. I mean, be able to hack my way around there for 9 holes.
Oh, please. Please.
I mean, someone would have to drop out.
I mean, you have to play with Paige. That would be unbelievable.
I'm seeing, like, if one of these guys would take a bribe, I think. I mean, this guy named Hole in One Trick Shots, his name's Josh Kelly. I feel like he'd take a bribe. I've seen him on YouTube. Seems like a guy would take a bribe and fake an injury. Gonna go right to him. Be like, you don't need this. I need this.
You need this. You are insane. This is amazing.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back with us, has another update and moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
All right, well, the big news in the NFL is the Cowboys acquiring George Pickens from the Steelers. So we've got that. We've also got the Knicks and the Celtics tonight. We've got game two of the Eastern Conference semifinals, Knicks and Celtics tonight. Here is Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau. Need to block out all the noise. Obviously, some fans are very excited. Boston fans, not all that concerned. So there's a lot going on out there.
What people say, what, you know, social media, this series is this, or this is what happened in the regular season. This, you know, that's none of that's important in terms of preparing yourself to win that next game. If you get lost in all that other stuff, you're not going to be focused on the stuff that's really important.
And here is, speaking of being focused in game two, this is Derek White, who knows they didn't play great. They didn't shoot it, Raya, shoot it well in game one.
We just got to continue to trust the process and trust that every time down, making the right read, making the right play, and whether that's a layup or a three, just continue to trust that process.
And a lot of conversation, obviously, about your guy Kristaps Porzingis, who left the first game with illness. Reporters looking for some sort of an update.
Joe, do you know, is Kristaps, like, illness at all related to the respiratory stuff he was dealing with in April? Is it totally unrelated? Or
I have no idea.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it. He gave you nothing other than it does look like he will play
in this game. No idea about Sam Hauser, if he will play or not, or be available for Boston. Meantime, you had the Pacers jump out to a 2-0 series lead, winning both games in Cleveland, 120-119. It was Tyrese Halliburton who hit a free throw, then missed a free throw, got his own rebound, took it back, hit the three to essentially beat Cleveland. His teammate is Miles Turner, who had no idea Halliburton was the one at the line, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I didn't think. I don't remember who shot the free throw, but I didn't expect him to miss. I don't know if he did it on purpose or what his plan was, but you know, right place, right time. You know, at times it just happens. You know, basketball guys are blessed, and again, I was at the right place at the right time. I was able to get it to him, and you know, he did the rest.
How would he not know he was at the free throw line, which is pretty funny? So they're up 2-0. They go home with a big, big lead. In Cleveland, they're banged up, as we know. Donovan Mitchell had 48 in the loss. And, oh, by the way, they led by 15 in the fourth quarter, and they were up 7 with about a minute to go in that game and couldn't hold the lead. Then you had the Warriors beat the T-Wolves 99-88 as the road teams continue to win. This was Julius Randle. His team falling short on their home court. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I just think we didn't play well. I mean, to be honest, like, we still were up 2 at the end of the first quarter and just had a bad stretch in the second quarter. And, you know, I just think overall we just didn't play well.
Now we'll see if their three-point shooting gets any better than Boston's. Boston was 15 of 60 in Game 1 against the Knicks, and Minnesota 13 for 76 in their last two playoff games, though one of them was a win over the Lakers. Then you got this thing going back and forth between Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield. Hield had 24, Butler 20 and 11, the two back and forth postgame.
Do you feed off? I mean, we've seen that. You know, we've seen you guys go back and forth. You're doing it right now. Why were you going back and forth?
Because when I, you know what, I'm not going to say exactly what I say in the locker room. But when I got a mismatch in the post, don't cut. stay on the perimeter.
If you got a mismatch, you need to score the ball.
I am going to score the ball. I can't score the ball when you cut into my space. You're a shooter. You're not even a cutter.
This is after a win. And I know it's playful, but it is pretty funny, as that apparently is a theme at Golden State. Jimmy Butler certainly sounds like he is having himself an absolute blast. All right, we get to the baseball from last night, where the Mets lost to the Diamondbacks 5-1.
That's hit in the air to deep left field. Back goes Nimmo, takes a walk, and it's out of here. Lourdes Gurriel lines a home run, his sixth of the year, a two-run shot. Now the Diamondbacks extend their lead to 4-1.
And that was Gerrit Cohen and SNY. Really the only, like, real highlight of the game, with the way the runs were scored. Naylor and Perdomo with ground outs driving in runs. It's sac fly mixed in. 5-1 was the final as the Mets fall to 23-14. David Peterson gave up that home run to Gurriel.
With that home run pitch, you wanted that ball up a little more?
Yeah, I didn't want it middle.
And unfortunately, he put it right in the middle of the plate, and Gurriel did what he was supposed to do with it. You've got a series finale this afternoon with Kodai Senga taking on Merrill Kelly on 880 AM, Mets Odyssey Radio at 340. The Yankees will wrap things up with the Padres tonight. Last night, they were in a battle with San Diego. They were down 3-2 in the seventh, and then all of a sudden, run by run by run, and then a whole bunch of them.
So we can get a good pitch here. 3-2 from Peralta. Swing on a deep drive. Right field, grand slam for Austin Wells. I've blown this baby wide open.
And that was Dave Sims with Susan here on The Fan. A RBI single for Wells and the grand slam in the same inning. Yankees beat the Padres 12-3. Ben Rice, a two-run double. Also, here was Anthony Volpe with Susan on Wells' big night.
It's fun. So happy for him, and just not surprised, because like everyone here, he works so hard, and to get those two hits off lefties, I know are huge for him, and he puts in a lot of work, so that's just what he does.
And now
Gerrit Cole give Anthony Volpe his voice once he was rolled out for the season.
Very close.
Wow. That's
very close. You will have Max Fried on the mound tonight, looking to get a series win for the Yanks. Fried 6-0 with an ERA of 1.01, facing Dylan Cease. Coverage on The Fan at 6:25, first pitch 7:05. NHL playoffs, Hurricanes beat the Capitals in overtime 2-1. Jacob Slavin, the game-winning goal there, and the Oilers doubled the Golden Knights 4-2. And, you know, sometimes you kind of step out of your comfort zone and you make mistakes. I certainly know about that, of course. Here was our president. I don't know why he was doing this. I know there's a lot going on with Canada right now, but here he's trying to make a point, and he screws it up pretty good.
I love Canada. I have a lot of respect for the Canadians. Wayne Gretzky, I mean, how good, the great one. You happen to have a very, very good hockey player right here on the Capitals, who I have a lot of respect. He is a big, tough cookie, too. It just broke the record.
I think he means Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, well, I guess he's thinking that Canada is communist. I don't know.
He's not from Canada, though. I thought that was funny. He picked a Russian.
I thought he was going to say Matt Martin.
He did not say Matt Martin, but still, kind of funny. All right, time now for Moment of the Day. This one's a first of its kind, because I think in all the years I've done this, it's never been about a body part. But your hamstrings became an issue today. First, you guys were talking with Cal Clutterbuck about maybe trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, and then discussing how healthy and fertile we all are as men here.
Boomer brought up Cal trying to qualify. I don't know if he's, I'm assuming he's on that sprinter van right now. Is that something you would ever consider?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider it. I don't think I'm there yet, but maybe sometime down the road.
Down the road from what?
You'd have to put the Negronis away, though, for a little while.
Exactly. Well, we would love to see that, man.
Yeah,
that
I mean, awesome. Listen, Gio wants to carry your bag.
I'll just do anything. That would be awesome. That would be so cool.
Gio, you might pull your hammy if you carry his bag.
Both of them.
You know what was amazing was watching this? The 17-year-old that created it, I mean, talking so, I guess eloquently is the right word in terms of the necessity for it for people out there that struggle. And it was, this is a real thing. And they're trying to find people to invest in it to make more money to donate more. Very cool, actually.
Yeah, well, listen, that's exactly what we raise money for. I mean, that's why we have 10 families who have 10 children.
Yes.
Through our grants that we give. You know, you four NARPs, whose sperm would win?
My sperm would kill Sam Street.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Oh, very good, Jerry. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow.
Yes, good luck today. I hope you hit him straight.
No, well, yes, if I get the call. But we don't know yet. But fingers crossed. I'll text you guys. I'll say, hey, go get to a computer, your phone, or a tablet or something. Watch YouTube. I'm out there. I took somebody's place. I Nancy Kerrigan somebody, a Tanya Harding.
All right, so this year you can Tanya Harding somebody, but
Jeff Galooly.
Is it on YouTube Live?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Dan and Patrick. What's going on, Dan?
You know, Gio, great segue there. Speaking of Tanya Harding,
Oh, my gosh, Dan.
Phone sucks.
Dan said, of course, he set up these calls every single time. If I didn't set it up, he would have had a clear line. But I set it up, and his phone died. Said he had a guy that would take out somebody for me.
We're not doing that.
You don't know that.
Well, good luck.
Probably not, but I am deaf.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Game two tonight. What are you feeling? I know that everything we were feeling going into game one sort of went out the window because of the way that the game went.
Okay.
But what are you feeling right now? What's your gut?
My gut tells me that, you know, the Celtics are not going to shoot as poorly as they did in the first game. My gut tells me that Kristaps Porzingis will be a part of this game, which will make it that much more difficult for the Knicks. But I think the Knicks came away from game one with a little bit of a confidence boost, where, you know, they found out a little bit about themselves in crunch time, and they found out that they have a couple guys other than Jalen Brunson who can hit some big shots.
Yes.
So I do believe that there is a level of confidence that they probably have today that they didn't have going into game one, especially in the middle of game one when they got down by 20.
That's right. And it was OG Anunoby that really got them going when they were down a ton.
And then obviously Jalen Brunson in the fourth and Mikal Bridges in overtime. Yeah, I'm going to say that it's going to be, they're going to cover. I know, I think it's spread still 10. I got to take another look. They're going to cover.
That's a huge spread.
But they're going to lose by 5.
You know, my sense, like I said, is that they're not, the Celtics are not going to shoot as poorly. And it's going to be a tough second game here because I think Missoula probably ran them through the gamut here the last couple of days.
Sure.
As the media has also ran them through the gamut.
Absolutely.
So I would think that you're going to get a much better, more sustained physical effort from the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, it's actually 10.5 now.
Oof.
Knicks are plus 410 on the money line. The Celtics minus 550.
Shock the world if you're the Knicks. I mean, that's the way you got to look at it. You're the underdog. I'm not, and I, you know, I know I probably misstated what I was talking about tonight in terms of Karl Anthony Towns. I was saying free and easy tonight, man. Go, just go out there and, you know, take charge if you can. But again, remember, Jalen Brunson controls this team.
Yeah.
He controls the ball. He knows where to go with the ball, and if he doesn't want to go with the ball there, then he ends up taking it himself. He is the face. He is the franchise. He is the leader.
And it's funny because Nuggets Thunder, basically, in that game, too, have the exact same odds as Knicks and Celtics because it's the same thing. Team that was very good in the regular season, loses game one at home, and the Thunder are an 11-point favorite, minus 520 on the money line. Celtics minus 10.5, minus 550.
And I think the biggest difference between the Thunder, the Celtics, and the Cavaliers is that the Cavaliers are missing three significant players, two starters and their bench guy, DeAndre Hunter. So those guys, you can understand why the Pacers won two in Cleveland. I mean, it took a mammoth effort by the Pacers, especially Halliburton there in the fourth quarter, to come back from a 14-point deficit and being down by 7, I think less than a minute to go.
Yeah. All right, what do you think about OG Anunoby, 3 or more three-pointers tonight?
Is it three or more
three-pointers, plus 150. Kind of like that. OG's my guy.
Love OG.
He's everybody's guy,
not just your guy.
He's my favorite player on the team.
I thought Jalen Brunson was.
Well, that's the easy one, like you say. OG's my
guy. Chalk.
Chalk.
Yes.
And I'm not going with chalk.
OG's a great basketball player, and you know the Knicks recognized that when they made the trade for him. They gave up two big assets to go get him and give him a huge contract. And he's already won a championship, so he knows what it takes.
Damn right. Dave's in Kings Park. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Great, man. What do you got for us?
So listen, quickly, you guys are talking about, you know, Gio bringing clubs and stuff like that. I have a really funny story. I do the same thing all the time. I'm like a lacrosse player, and every tournament I go to, I throw my stuff in the car just in case someone gets hurt. I have these visions of playing and stuff. But that happened to me in Bethpage where I did bring my clubs. It was one of those days after the Open was there years ago. Everybody tried to get in like a couple days after, you know, so I was there at 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get a tee time till 3 o'clock. I'm standing around the tee box watching everybody tee off, and three guys walked out there. The starter looked at me. He's like, "You want to go?" Like, all right, I'll go. Didn't take any warm-up swings. I'm with three Asian guys that are really good golfers. They all hit perfect shots. I didn't trust my driver, so I hit 3-iron. I hit a beautiful 3-iron over the tree. I'm 6'4", so I can hit it. You know, I get out there, and everybody's clapping. It's like the highlight of my life. It's like golf supremacy for me, you know.
Yes.
I feel so great. I throw the 3-iron in my bag. I take 4 steps down the hill, and I catch a rock, and everything goes flying. My face hits the dirt first, total yard sale. Balls are bouncing down the hill. In unison, like 50 guys are laughing. It was like highlight of my life to low light of my life in 2 seconds. It was great.
Yeah, you know what, Dave? That's golf gods right there for you. The second you start feeling yourself, they're going to knock your face right in the dirt. That's what it is, man. Yeah.
It's like I'm an 11 handicap, and that 3-iron was probably the best 3-iron I've ever hit in my life. It went right over the tree, landed mid-fairway. I had like 110 yards to the green. It was beautiful. And I was like, ah, great. And then 2 seconds later, I'm cleaning dirt out of my mouth. It was great.
Good story, Dave.
Good story. And by the way, real quickly, U.S. Open in about 6 weeks, Father's Day weekend, of course, at Oakmont.
Mm.
And they just released some of the lengths of the par threes and the par fives. Yeah. And I was looking at this. So the par threes, 289 yards, 238 yards. Which is not normal for us. And then you got 200 yards and 180 yards. And then there's two par fives, 647 and 611. I only played on one 600-yard hole, and that was out at Sand Hills in Nebraska.
Okay.
They had a 611 par five, and we played into a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Wow.
So it was like driver. You know, driver. I couldn't hit driver off the deck, but driver, three wood, like 9-iron or something to get there. It's ridiculous. So, listen, they're going to make that golf course tough. And it's hosted, what, I think 9 U.S. Opens, I believe?
Yeah, they're looking for carnage out there. That's what they're looking for.
And you know what? That's what I want to see. I don't want to see, like, Scottie Scheffler shooting 32 under.
It was media day out there yesterday, and they were showing how thick the rough is, throwing balls in there, just disappearing.
Good.
Yeah. No, good. Trust me. It's going to be even
straight, baby.
Longer than then.